Case number 13003, William and Phyllis Fisher seek variances from the side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115-34, 115-183, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Elizabeth Avenue within the Ann Acres subdivision. 911 address is 21040 Elizabeth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 113. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot side and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed shed. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, it's William Fisher, 21040 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Ma'am, are you going to testify as well?
Sure.
I swear you in as well.
Phyllis Fisher, 21040 Elizabeth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Well, it's pretty simple. We have a shed in the back of our house, and that we actually have two sheds. We have one 8x12, and then we have a little plastic shed that's probably 8x8 or whatever it is. And we've been trying to put another shed in for several years. Can't get it back there. That's we can't get one brought in and taken back because we don't have enough room to bring the shed in. So we were asked to have it built. So that's the only way we can get it in. We're looking to put a 12x16 shed in. Actually, it's pretty much the size of the two sheds that we have right now. As the builders are stating, we need 5-foot variance in the back and the front of where the shed is. And what we're doing is we're asking to have a 3-foot because we have quite a bit back there. We have a stairway in the back of our house. We have a shower in the back, and we have a big paved patio that has been put in. So we have an area there. It's quite a bit, a nice size area, but once you put this shed in there, to get around, we're going to need some space in front of it and on the side of it to be able to move, and actually for what it looks like as well. It's just going to look better. And we've talked to every one of our neighbors. Well, that little yellow sign that sits in the front of your house, mm-hmm. It sort of calls everybody's name. So they all walk by and they say, what are you building? Are you going to build a new house? So anyway, we had that experience.
I've been there.
You've been there? Everyone's asking us if we're going to build a new house. I said, no, we're just going to try to put another shed in. So that's all we're doing. And we have, you know, quite a bit of stuff. We have bikes and we have paddle boards and we have shares and all that stuff that goes in the shed. And we don't like to have a lot of stuff around, so that's another reason. We have no garage and we have no basement. And we have a 50x100 lot, which I'm sure you're all familiar with Rehoboth Beach and how the lots are. But the house is beautiful and everything is fine. We try to keep it as neat as possible. And that's it. We're just going from 5 foot. We're trying to get, just bring it in 2 foot. So we're going to ask for 3-foot variance on the right-hand side. And also, we have a big, huge fence in the back. It'll be 3 foot from the back fence and 3 foot from the right-hand side.
You're removing the two sheds that are back there now?
We're going to remove them, yes.
And replace it with one?
With one.
With one.
Uh-huh. Understand. Questions?
So I'm a little confused with your last statement. We said we had a fence in the backyard.
There's about a 6-foot fence that separates our house from the house behind us. Yes. Okay.
And if your request is approved, how far off the fence line would your new shed be?
It would be 3 feet.
Okay. And the side yard would be another 3 foot?
Yes, on the right-hand side it would be 3 feet.
Did you give any consideration to building a smaller shed?
Well, then we keep the sheds we have. Yes, we have, but we really do need the size shed. We could probably make it a little bit bigger, but this is about the size that we could use.
Okay. Anything from a HOA standpoint or other approval?
No, we don't have any of that.
Okay, thank you.
The paper patio you have in the back, do you have the old shed sitting on that?
The contractors moved it over to the right, so we built the patio on the left.
So the new shed's going to be off to the right of the patio.
That's correct.
How do you exit, and so is it just ground level?
Yes.
You know, and you might have said this already, but I'm just trying. How much distance is between the paper patio and the new shed, approximately?
I would say 3 or 4 feet.
The new shed, it'll probably be right on the paper line.
No, it's a little bit over. It's about a foot or two over. It's a couple feet over. To be able, because we need to open and close to get into the shed.
Yes, well, that's why we're requesting a variance.
Yeah.
So access to the patio, having a setback.
Okay, so the shed opens up towards the patio.
It's going to open up in the front.
And the side.
And the side.
And the side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're I'm looking at the drawing done by your architect. Correct?
Oh, this one?
That one.
I'm the architect.
That one. So to Mr. Williamson's question, we have the ground level paver patio, and I believe the question was the distance from the paver patio to the side of the new shed, an approximate.
It's probably about 4 or 5 feet.
Okay.
And probably the same thing here, but we're going to have double doors there, so this is exact, by the way. This is a shower, just an outside shower.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions, Mr. Chairman?
I was just wondering why you can't make this comply.
Well, the problem is, if you could, basically, but what we would need to do is we need to bring it up here, okay? We bring it up here. And to get back and forth here would be quite difficult to bring anything in and out of the shed doors. And also the same thing in this side. And actually, that's a big fence. We talked to a neighbor across the street, and they said, why don't you just build it? And I said, well, we can't be doing that. But he said, you can do whatever you want to do. He didn't care. But so that's basically what this situation is. This situation is there's like a wall that's about 3 foot high, like a sitting wall type of thing, and it would definitely get in the way of that sitting wall if we had.
So there's a sitting wall there. Okay.
There's a sitting wall. It's short. It's about yay this high.
But you wouldn't be able to open the doors.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, so I look at your property, and it's 50 by 100.
Yes.
I looked at the tax map, and it looks to me like a lot of the neighboring properties are a similar size, a similar
They're
shape.
All about the same thing, yes. I think they were sold by quarters, HIFs, when they were originally sold.
Yeah, Ann Acres was a long time ago. What is unique about the property? And before you answer that, you need to understand that in order for this board to grant a variance, you have to demonstrate that there's some unique physical characteristic to the property. That due to that physical condition, and not due to how you want to develop it, but due to the physical condition of the property, you cannot reasonably develop the property in strict conformity with the code. That you haven't created that difficulty. That is not something that alters the essential character of the neighborhood. And that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. In other words, if you can bring it into compliance, then, or it's, if you can bring a lesser variance before this board, you're required to do that. And the case law is very clear that if it's self-created, that it is not an exceptional practical difficulty. And when I ask you that, because that's when we're looking at a 50 by 100 lot that is the same as your neighboring lots, as
right.
You've admitted, it strikes me as, why can't you comply with what your neighbors have? And if your argument is it's a small lot, the county has a small lot ordinance that affords reduced setbacks for those. So we really have trouble taking that into consideration. So I'm curious as to why, what's unique here? Why, how are you meeting the standards?
Okay. The lots, basically, this, well, you can't see this one. Why can't you see that shed? Is this the shed next door? That's 3 foot off the side. This one's on the property. The one over there is on the property. It's quite common that they do have sheds that are...
Well, I understand, but the law also supposes that if someone had a nonconformity, for example, and
right.
8 acres is an old subdivision, that if somebody had a shed that was built in 1960 and it's over the property line,
mm-hmm.
it's considered a nonconforming use. However, when as time moves on and things have to be replaced, the code surmises that those things would be brought into conformity. So that may be your argument, I presume, for perhaps won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Right.
But what is unique about your property that, as I can tell, has already gotten variances from the front side for the dwelling and from and for the old sheds, it received variances prior to some different case laws since come out.
The old shed, the original shed was like only a couple feet away from the property. And then when we moved this over, it was basically a foot away from the property. It's very close. It's to be able to fit everything within it, within, to live in that property with a 50-foot property is you try to do the best you can within the property limits that you have. We're not asking for a whole lot. We're just, you know, it's still going to be, and I actually would put the property closer, but I would like to, like, I sort of do a lot of gardening and stuff there. I want to sort of decorate a little bit, but that's my personal thing. To make it look better from the front.
If you want to stay at the podium, so we don't have a microphone out in the middle of the dais.
You interjected Ann Acres is an old development, which is true, but over the years, our house being one of them, new construction has been on the block on Elizabeth Avenue. Some of the homes in their building process built it differently than ours, which allowed them to have a lot more storage than our property. So with that being said, with the lack of a garage, with the lack of a basement, and with a growing family, bicycles, fishing rods, boogie boards, beach buggies, Earl, my back neighbor, I apologize to him all the time with my property being next to his property and cridging next to his fence. He said, no big deal. He says, we're neighbors. So to get away from having that's bikes and articles of personal belonging infringing on his property and the setback on the side, we just want a bigger shed so we can accommodate everything that the family over the years has accumulated. We had a growing family, grandkids, and so We have bikes sitting out back. It's an eyesore. It's been probably a couple of years in the making that we should have addressed this issue back then. So we're sort of not a dilemma, but we feel it's definitely a necessity to have a bigger shed. And again, we wouldn't do this if it was an eyesore to the Ann Acres, Elizabeth Avenue. We would have never approached this, but talking to our neighbors, they all in unison in their feelings about this, that it, you're doing the right thing. So that's why we're requesting.
And it will be built to match the house, so it will be, it's not obviously going to be aesthetically.
Yeah, hindsight, yeah, I should have built it up on stilts. And, you know, I should have got, you know, more lower space storage. But, you know, thanks to you guys, thanks to the, back in 2010, we got, as you addressed, a number of permits and variances that allowed us to get the structure another step in, you know, correcting things. We're here to do.
Who built the patio? You guys put that in, or was that a prior?
No, we contracted it.
Okay, when was that put in?
That was completed in 2011.
It's their pavers.
Yeah, but you've indicated there's a sitting wall, there's pavers.
It's pavers.
I understand.
But you have a sitting wall also, you said, right?
It's a short
sitting wall. Knee
wall. Yeah, knee wall.
It's a knee wall.
Yeah, I guess I just look at it and I'll leave the board to have its decision on.
And there is a lot of space behind the sitting wall. It's probably 5 foot behind the sitting wall. Close.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
I just have one or two more.
Sure.
So you built the home?
Yes, sir.
So when you, was there a house there? You had it torn down?
Okay. No, we had it moved.
Okay, so you had a house moved. You placed that home, correct? You placed that home on the property where it,
yes,
where it stands currently.
It's on the same layout as what.
Understand completely. And you also contracted to place the pavers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation? You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13003 for Mr. William and Phyllis Fisher and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 123003 for William and Phyllis Fisher for the requested variances. I do believe that the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant due to the them placing of the home and then also placing the paper patio. I also do not believe that the property has unique physical conditions which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. The vote of 0-3, your case is denied. Sorry. Next case.
Case number 13005. Hugh McLaughlin seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 and 115.